What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I always dreamed about going to Little League World Series when I was, you know, playing Little League Baseball, and, you know, we were never good enough. It's really hard to make it there. So, you know, glad I got to, you know, go see some, you know, good baseball there. It was a lot of fun seeing all the kids and watch good baseball as well.
What's the reaction like from some of these kids that I'd imagine from different parts of the country or interacting with major league players for the first time, seeing a major league game for the first time?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm not sure who we watched last time, but, you know, we were up there sitting with, you know, some of the guys, and I think it was like a team from Australia or something, and it was pretty cool. And, you know, just, you know, they're all super excited to see us, and, you know, they all have dreams of playing, you know, big league baseball. So it's pretty cool that we get to, you know, be there and, you know, kind of talk to them what it's like to be a big leaguer.
What do you remember about 12-year-old Jeff when he was playing Little League and dreaming about one day going to Williamsport? What are some of the memories that stand out?
Oh man, I just remember playing All-Star Baseball, and you know, we weren't that good. We were really good, we just never played well for some reason, which kind of sucked. But I remember we did see I think I was 12 years old, and a team came through our section, and I was like, damn, this team's really good. And it was the Conejo, I think it was Conejo Valley or Conejo. I think they ended up winning the whole thing. So that was pretty cool. I remember just seeing how good they were and, you know, how much, you know, better they were than, you know, at that age.
Could it be a little bit of a distraction for you guys, too, in a good way, getting there and just kind of seeing the innocence of the game kind of put things into perspective a little bit?
Yeah, you know, they're out there, you know, having fun, and, you know, you try to make this game fun every day, and at the same time, it's a grind, and so, yeah, nice to be around, you know, the kids who are there and just having fun with it and, you know, playing the game they love.
It's also Players Weekend. You guys have a chance to show a little bit of personality, do stuff for your charities and stuff like that. Do you have anything prepared for this weekend?
Yeah, right now I'm using a bat from, you know, it's my local charity, who I've been supporting. It's 17 Strong, so I got my cleats and my bat that are, you know, going towards that, which is pretty cool. We auctioned the bat off already and the cleats. So, you know, it's a great charity. They do great work. They send, you know, young adults on victory trips who have, you know, beaten cancer. So it's a, you know, great charity, and, you know, love helping out the community.
I asked Pete this question the other day just about why it's so important for you guys to give back. Where does that stem from for you, just the will to want to give back to the community?
Yeah, you want to be a good person, and you know, use your platform, and the 17 Strong Foundation has done so much great work in my community. You know, it was started by a 17-year-old and 18-year-old who ended up passing away, Ryan Teixeira, but you know, he started this charity from his hospital bed. So it's, you know, great to have the community rally around that, and you know, it's my hometown, so you know, just love to be a part of it, and you know, doing anything I can to you know, give back. So you know, just trying to bring awareness to it.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.